Dubai Eye
103.8. From the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
Live on location at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. Accelerating sustainable development.
Nat?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because every single day I've got here in the morning and you guys are like, we've just got a challenge for you.
Scheming.
And it's going to be really hard and it's going to take up most of your morning.
Look, you nailed it on the first day with the Hyperloop. You went above and beyond yesterday
with
Akon.
That was awesome.
So that was very awesome.
Yeah, big pat on the back for Team Agenda.
So two challenges have been achieved. So we've in fact got our work cut out to try and give you a challenge that is, well, a challenge.
Challenging.
Today. Now, what are you looking forward to today before we give you a challenge?
I think yesterday I popped over to Wiser, which is the women platform that they have. It's a program that they run each year with Mazda, and I'm really interested to see what happens. So basically, they come together, this cohort for this year, come together, talk about ideas. There's women from all over the world in sustainability, and they talk about what they're going to do and how they can make a bigger impact digitally. So I'm going to find out what happened there today. And I'm also going to have a nosy at Clicks, because that's something that I didn't really get a chance to look at the past couple of days. What with chasing Akon, going on the Hyperloop, all of that kind of stuff. So yeah,
so you will be out and about in the halls as well. There's lots to look forward to today, Zina. We've got lots of comments coming through already. There's lots of world-class guests also scheduled to speak on the main stages inside the forum as well.
Oh yes, and our very own guest after this has actually met Greta Thunberg. It was probably a surreal experience, but that was before, you know, she exploded as the face of climate change.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, and we've also got lots of people texting in. Anonymous, clean energy and sustainability, what can people do at on the individual level? We've got loads of guests who will be able to answer that question. But back to the challenge.
Okay, back to the challenge. Okay, so your challenge. So today, we got a variety of subjects. You know how we've done clean transport already, and then we've talked sustainability was our main theme yesterday, clean transport theme on Monday. Tuesday it was sustainability. Today we're taking more of a sort of everyday approach, if you like. A little later on, we're hoping to catch up with one individual who's helping to develop waterproof Kandoras, amongst others. And we suddenly thought, and then look at this, you know, the coincidence of all coincidences. Today is International Hat Day. Okay.
Today's International Hat Day.
It is, yeah.
How did you find that out, Tom?
Well, it just happened to be involved with International Hat Day one
Big
way or another.
Big hat wearer?
I'm not, actually, no. So I don't know how I came up to it. But it just seemed like a good sort of, a good way into your challenge. So what we're going to do, if you are willing to take on that challenge, Natalie Lindo, is we are asking you to go into the halls and find the most innovative clean fashion or green fashion creation in there. You need to find a company that's doing their bit for green fashion. I'm not talking colours, I'm talking about processes, all right?
Okay.
It doesn't finish there though, all right?
What?
That's the first part of the challenge.
Do we know that this exists? Is this something I'm just going to have to cross
Everything
my
Everything exists in there somewhere.
That's true.
There is one company in there, there must be more that are doing more for the fashion industry and making
the fashion industry greener.
It doesn't finish there though. Zina wanted to add something.
Number one, it has to be a hat because it's International Hat Day.
What?
And
it
could be maybe a fascinator, a big old funky hat. And number two, if you can't find a sustainably, innovatively made hat, you've got to make it yourself using sustainable materials. And you've got to present it to us before the end of the show.
Right.
So forget Akon, it's the hat game today.
Okay, we've moved on, it's the hat game. Oh my goodness, I'm going to try my best, I really am. And if I can't find it, I have to make it.
It is a test of your creativity and your knowledge of sustainability.
Okay, challenge accepted, but with some trepidation.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you, really.
You get to sit here talking to cool people, and I have to go and find a hat.
You've got to go in there and try and find green alternatives for the fashion industry. But we trust you. You are our resident fashionista. So, Natalie Lindo, we will let you get in there and get amongst it. We'll have more from the floor, more from Nats a little later.
Thanks.
So what's happening with the challenge? It's time for us to head out onto the floor to get all the latest from our roving reporter, our fashion Easter expert, our energy consultant, Natalie Lindo.
From the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
Live on location at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, accelerating sustainable development.
Nats, apologies. We were meant to do a catch-up last hour. We're just too busy. There was too much going on. And thanks. you were very conspicuous by your absence as well. Have you been?
I've been really busy. Have I told you lately that I really dislike you? This challenge has been really difficult.
Okay.
I guess
you've
rather
still got
than,
an hour. Yeah. You've got 55 minutes.
Okay. Do you want to hear how I've got on so far?
Go on.
So I'm inside the hall right now, and I'm going to try and find an eco-friendly, sustainable hat. Thank you so much for this challenge, Tom and Zina. Let's see what I can find. Hi, I'm Natalie from Dubai Eye.
Hi, I'm Michael from Auckland International.
I'm looking for someone to help me with an eco hat. Do you guys do anything to do with sustainable fashion?
I'm going to introduce my colleague, Pretty. She's into fashion.
Can you help me? I really need to find a sustainable, eco-friendly hat. That's the challenge I've been set by my team.
Well, I don't think you have it here at the moment.
If I'm really stuck, can we come and make a hat here later out of some of the things that you have? That's sustainable.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
You're welcome to come here. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to keep looking. Hamid, I'm looking for a sustainable, eco-friendly hat. Can you help me?
Yeah, sure. You can look for Tadweer, okay. Because there is make and recycling.
Okay, so Tadweer might be able to help me with the hat.
Yeah.
Let me go and check it out. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Natalie. I'm looking for someone to help me. I need to make a recycled, sustainable hat. You're from eCyclix. I guess you do recyclables. Can you help me with the hat?
A hat specifically?
Yeah.
So basically, our company recycles e-waste. So all your electronic and electrical equipment come to us and get converted, as you can see, to more than 50 types of raw material. And if you can see, some of our raw material existing are plastics that can be used to manufacture hats or even clothes.
Amazing. So this is done in the UAE. Do you think in an hour's time we can make a hat?
In an hour's time? It takes much longer than that.
Hi, it's Natalie from Dubai Eye. I'm really urgently looking for someone that has or makes sustainable hats. Can you help me?
I would love to help you, but unfortunately, I'm from Drinkable Air Technologies, and we make water from air, not eco-friendly hats.
Hi, I am from Dubai Eye. I'm looking for someone who can help me or make or produces sustainable eco-friendly hats. Can you help me?
Sorry, no, I'm from Ecofortis. We do non-thermal brine management.
Okay, so not hats?
Not hats.
Any idea on where I might find one?
No idea, sorry.
Okay. Thank you anyway.
So that's what I've been doing. That's where I've been gone.
Resourceful.
Yeah, I found a man who makes plastics out of electric, so he could make me a hat, but not in an hour, not today.
Not today?
No. How long have I got left?
Still got another 50 minutes or so. You're all right.
Okay.
We've also made the challenge that much more difficult because rather than Zina and I judging whether it is challenge achieved or challenge failed, we have got one of the industry's finest in here to judge proceedings, founder and managing director of Goombook, friend of the station, Tatiana Antonelli Abella, is with us here as well. Tatiana, lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too.
Is there such a thing as a sustainable hat? Have you ever heard of that in your time?
I do. I have heard of them, but it takes like a lot of competition, kids, and weeks of preparation. So
I've got no chance, is what you're telling me.
Well, 1%.
Well, I'll take that 1%, and I'm going to leave you guys to get on with this, and I am going to run with 1%. And hopefully, before the show's over, I see you were hiding the next guest as well into sustainable fashion. Trying to keep that from me, weren't you? Okay. So basically, you were bringing someone that could help me, and you're not telling me. Great.
Well, that was part of the problem.
I'll go back inside, and because of that, I am going to find someone else that's going to help me with this hat. Trust me, I will be back.
She is not going to give up. We'll have more from the floor before the hour is out with Nat.
From the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre.
This is The Agenda.
Live at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. Accelerating sustainable development.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
It is 10 to 1, which means we have 10 minutes remaining on the show, which means, Natalie Lindo, one last chance to prove her mettle, to prove her worth. One last opportunity for us to head out onto the floor to get the latest from Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week.
From the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre,
this is Dubai Eye 103.8.
Live on location at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, accelerating sustainable development.
Sustainable development is one of the features that were part of our challenge to Natalie Lindo today. Forget challenge Annika, it was all about challenge Natalie throughout the course of the week. For those that missed out a little earlier on today, we were taking advantage of the fact, in fact we were jumping on the back of the fact that it is International Hat Day, that we were talking to Rags to Riches. We asked Natalie to see if she couldn't get out onto the floor and source some green, some ecological, some sustainable fashion, specifically a hat. How did you do?
Okay, so you heard about, 45 minutes ago, I was struggling. You heard everything. I've been going to every single exhibition person I could find if they were into recyclables. Please tell me you had it. So I spent a little bit more time looking after I left you.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm from Dubai Eye. I've come to Tadweer because someone said you might be able to help me make a sustainable hat, an eco-friendly hat. Can you help?
Actually, we don't have that hat, but we can explain for you what we have here. Maybe we'll be interested for that.
Thank you so much. Any ideas on where I might find a sustainable hat in the exhibition?
I think if you will stay with us and we'll explain for you, you will be happy for that.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Welcome.
Hi, it's Natalie from Dubai Eye, and I've come to you guys at Dubai Expo 2020 because I need a sustainable hat. Is there any way you guys might be able to help me?
So what do you think happened next?
You were told to leave the stand immediately and never come back again.
I think you will find here at Dubai Eye we have a very, very good relationship with our friends at Expo 2020 Dubai, and they delivered. What can I say? I have a hat.
Get out.
It's in my bag.
Wait. Let me document this on social media.
I have a hat inside
bag.
My bag.
Very
in
nice.
My sustainable bag. And this hat is made out of 6 plastic recyclable bottles.
No.
And it's got Expo 2020 on the side and the logo. So guys, challenge accepted. I completed it.
Well, it's not up to me to say whether you have achieved the challenge or not. Thankfully, we've got a much better judge with us here, Tatiana from Goombook. How did she do?
Very well.
Thank
a big
you.
Applause to Natalie.
Well, you know, I was given a 1% chance, and I have to say the hat keeps falling off because I've got my headphones off. Aisha Al-Marzuki is the Assistant Manager of Innovation and Sustainability at Expo 2020. And I went to her and I said, can you help me? And she said, absolutely. We have a T-shirt and a hat made out of plastic bottles. So 100% success rate this week.
That's amazing.
It's a nice cap as well, isn't it?
It's nice, and at the end of the day, we're back to, you know, removing waste.
Exactly.
And do something with it.
Well, I was expecting
you
a really...
You wear it well.
Thanks,
you wear it well. I was expecting a very silly looking hat, you know, made of like, different types of garbage, or maybe the national newspaper that you just put on your head.
Well, that's what I thought. So early doors, I went to some of the exhibitions and said, look, guys, if I need to make something, will you help me? And they said, yes, but I found a proper black baseball cap
keep
from Expo
one.
2020.
Keeper. It's a keeper.
Well, I don't know. I think I might have to give it back. But they helped me. And it's part of their exhibition stand. I can't steal it. Can borrow it for a while. But that's all part of it being sustainable and eco. It's not just mine. It's theirs too.
Natalie, thanks for being a good sport. Thanks for achieving all 3 challenges we've set. I'm not here tomorrow. Are you here tomorrow or not?
No, it's Sonal and Emma. So Sonal will have to be challenged.
We'll leave them to that tomorrow. Thank you very much indeed for being a good sport. Well done for taking on the challenges. And thank you for your updates from the floor.
No problem. I've enjoyed it.
From the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
Live on location at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, accelerating sustainable development.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.